you know, I heard so much about differentiation. You know, we need to establish differentiation between us and our competition. Or what do we do to differentiate ourselves from other people on the job so that we get the promotion? And it occurred to me, you know, if I slap every customer in the face, I'm different. That doesn't mean it's going to grow my business, right? And so there had to be something else. And in the book, I talk about the four cornerstones of distinction as we examine distinctive organizations and distinctive professionals. It was interesting that not only did they have these four qualities, but they tended to do the four in a specific order and in a similar order to one another. It's the four cornerstones. It's being clear about what you are. One of the things we, you know, Zig Ziglar used to talk about the people that are wandering generalities, you know, that they never really focus on anything or achieve anything. So it's being very clear about what you want. Then it's being creative in your approach, finding a way to go at it in a unique and creative manner. And there's a three-step plan in the book about how you actually execute on creativity. The third is communication. And what we find that in today's world, if people want a narrative, it's not that they don't want facts and figures and information. They do. But they want it placed within a compelling narrative. So it's learning how to communicate. It's learning how to tell a story. And then the fourth and final one is a customer experience focus. So whether we're talking about the external customers that an organization serves or the internal customers that you and I serve as we work inside our organization, we not only have to look at how we deliver the aspect of our job, but also how it makes people feel. How are we connecting with them? How are we growing relationships? How are we stimulating people that are our advocates and our supporters? And so if you follow those four as a professional, you're going to stand out. As an organization, you're going to stand out. And I think that's part of what we're looking for in today's world is, what can I do so that I can achieve my potential? What can I do so I can get recognized for my efforts? And if we do those things, I think we're well on the pathway to creating distinction.